From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a provocative new study about breast cancer, researchers have found a possible new risk factor, antibiotics. That adds to a growing list of risks, among them a woman's family history, her age when she had her first child, and her use of birth control pills. The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
More than two decades ago, scientists wondered if taking antibiotics might raise the risk of breast cancer, but only one small study examined that possibility until now. Christine Velliser and her colleagues looked at antibiotic use in breast cancer among more than 10,000 members of Seattle's Group Health Cooperative. The HMO has unusually good prescription drug records stretching back 17 years. Velliser says the women with increased breast cancer risk were those who used antibiotics a lot.
Women who had more than 500 days of antibiotic use over an average of the 17-year period had about a twofold increased risk of breast cancer in comparison to women who had not used antibiotics during their enrollment.
That translates on average to 29 days of antibiotics every year for 17 years. Such use is uncommon. Only 1 in 20 women took that many antibiotics. They had conditions such as recurrent urinary infections or chronic bronchitis. Velliser and her colleagues took pains to subtract out the effects of other breast cancer risk factors. Still, the link to high antibiotic use stood out. But why would antibiotics raise the breast cancer risk? This study can't say. Researchers have a bunch of ideas. For instance, doctors prescribe long-term antibiotic use for some conditions, such as acne, associated with altered hormone levels. The breast cancer risk might be due to the hormones, not the antibiotics. Or
perhaps women with overall weakened immune functions are more susceptible to infections and therefore are taking antibiotics, but also perhaps are simply more susceptible to cancer.
Then there's the possibility that antibiotics change the way patients absorb nutrients that protect against cancer.
When we take antibiotics, we alter the makeup of bacteria in our intestine. And therefore, those bacteria might not be as able to do their job of metabolizing these plant food products that we eat into cancer-protective chemicals for our body.
But Dr. Roberta Ness of the University of Pittsburgh is skeptical because the increased cancer risk was not linked to any particular kind of antibiotic.
Different classes of antibiotics work by different mechanisms, and they have very different effects on the gut bacteria. And so that makes it a little bit hard to understand how it could work by that mechanism.
Ness thinks the common link may be inflammation. High antibiotic users may have conditions that cause chronic inflammation, and chronic inflammation is a contributor to other malignancies, cancer of the colon, the stomach, the liver. If other studies confirm that chronic antibiotic use doubles the risk of breast cancer, that's roughly equivalent to other well-established risks, such as having a mother or sister with breast cancer. The risk of breast cancer over a lifetime is about 1 in 8. Ness says the new study suggests high antibiotic users might have a much greater risk than that.
If, in fact, this doubling is true, that would mean that among those women who are really long-standing chronic users of antibiotics, that their risk would be 1 in 4 over their lifetime.
But it's way too soon to know if the connection between antibiotics and breast cancer is real. It needs to be confirmed and explained by other studies. Meanwhile, the Seattle researchers stress women should not avoid taking antibiotics when necessary, but they should avoid taking antibiotics needlessly for things like the common cold. For now, Cynthia Pearson of the National Women's Health Network says the study breaks new ground.
For years and years, it seemed like all we ever heard about in terms of possible causes of breast cancer were related to women's reproductive hormones. So it's really exciting that someone decided to take a look at something completely different.
She hopes other researchers will be inspired to seek out causes for the 30% to 60% of breast cancers that seem to come out of nowhere. Richard Knox, NPR News.